Tom, could you talk about your running game and how important it is to get the running game going better than it has?
I don't know. I thought we were fifth in the league in rushing. I that's what I was told. I actually don't know the stat off the top of my head, but I think everyone's been doing a good job of trying to execute. And I think obviously running game is important for a pocket quarterback. You know, just to kind of get the defense off and helps with some of the play action. But I think we got two really talented running backs, or three or four, however you want to look at it, and they're doing a good job.
You looked at the tape, what you saw, you said you need to look at after the game, what you like, didn't like about what you're doing at this point?
Yeah, I think the one thing I feel like I'm doing well is not looking down at the rush. You know, I'm throwing the ball down the field, and I'm but obviously you have four turnovers, so you don't want that. You know, it's not good.
What do you believe that your completion percent, what would you be happy with your completion percent?
My completion percentage?
What would you like for it to
be? I think anything over 75% would be. I mean, I know that's high, but that's what every quarterback really wants. I mean, I don't know where I'm at. I don't really care where I'm at. I'm going to just worry about this week and go from there.
Do you feel like you're trending in the direction you want to go in terms of your overall play?
It's just kind of like low standards, you know, for to say, but at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter, like, what I say right now or how I view this upcoming week. The only thing that really matters is winning, and that's it. I mean, I could sit here and tell you all day that I want to throw 75% or I feel like I'm getting better. That doesn't matter. No one cares about any of that stuff. What matters is winning, and that's what we're going to try and do this weekend.
What has to happen to be, you know, put the end of the Indy game the way you played the early part of this one, put it together for a full game?
I don't know. I just think it's just consistency. I think it's just I have to consistently get the first play to be a positive play in the drive. And I think if you look back and our first play is a positive play, we're usually in a rhythm, we get going, and that's what happens. I mean, I was watching a film and we're down 9-7 and then the interception happened. And it's just like those things are momentum killers, you know? And I think, whatever I have to do to stop that, and because we're in the game. I mean, that's the reality of it. I know the game, I don't know, 30-something to 7, and I get that. But if you really watch the film, it's like we're in the game. We just got to – or I got to continue to show some consistency with this offense and not play catch-up the whole game. And I think that's really important for this offense.
It seems like Mill is constantly trying to give you plays to get the ball to Hopkins. How bad is that?
I think it's really – I mean, in my opinion, he's one of the best receivers in the league, and I think – and that's pretty much everyone's opinion. But, I mean, I think it's also important that I feed the other guys the rock too. You know, a lot of the guys are getting open, and like Bruce and those guys, he's been running really good routes for us, and CJ, and it's good to get the backs involved in the passing game, and I think everyone's really doing a good job, I think. But, obviously, it's DeAndre Hopkins. You're going to feed him. Thank you.